Simon Vov, Sif Dalet. Yesh li zoyer milahashich zroyim v'malkam yiridus g'shamim. You shouldn't throw out seeds. The person's eating watermelon, so he takes all his watermelon seeds and throws them outside. But if he throws them to a place where rain is going to come down, shesef and latzmiach, they're going to start to sprout. And that is, therefore, he's involved in the malach of zoreya. If you want to throw them to your chickens, don't throw more than the amount which you can eat in a day or two, because that would prevent it from having time to take roots. If it's in a place where people walk, it's motor shein sefer. That's not a place where it's going to grow. The ground over there doesn't allow any plants. You know, they get trampled, etc., so they won't grow. Naman Aleph, and Makim Yeridus Kshama. But Shalomar, Shalomakim Ahu Lach, the place is, it's not that it's going to rain on it, it's already actually wet. Neha Kshama, Shirogo, Leil Rain Sham. Because rain falls there regularly. Who then Sharmakim is Lach in Kia Gavra, or any other reason why a place is going to be moist. Other reasons why it would be moist, it would be the same problem. Just happen to me, a pirish. Because it's soft over there, that will allow them to take roots. Like grains, when you put them into water, the moisture causes it to sprout. So they come up and say, Yer Aleph, Yershin, Bezman, Meruba, Yisharish, Bekarka. So either the point is that the moisture is going to cause it to sprout, or the point is it's going to take root. Aliyamaya. Don't put more than a day or two's worth. It's not going to sprout in that amount of time. So even though the malach of Zareya is putting the seeds, not the sprouting, the malacha, but if you put it in a place where it's not going to sprout, that's not, you know, he wasn't over the malacha either. They're not going to sprout, they're obviously not going to take roots. If the amount that he put there was 3 days worth of feed, it's very possible during those 3 days they will sprout. And now he'll be over there, for he will transgress retroactively the malacha of Zareya. Because the time it takes not only to sprout but to actually even take root is 3 days. So like according to that opinion, for sure, there is a problem not only of the sprouting, but of the taking.
So in this whole thing, isn't this whole thing sort of a... It's all this drama-based. Because you don't really know exactly when. So why is it such a concern to begin with?
Interesting question. There are some halachas which have elements of grama in them, and that becomes the defining element of the halacha. If we wouldn't know Bishul Eschayiv, we would sort of get a little bit nervous about it. A person puts some bread, some dough in an oven, and the oven cooks it, bakes it. So he didn't do it, the oven did it. How do you bake something? You can't really bake it. The fire does it, or cook it. So the planting process, by definition, when you put it there, then 3 days later it takes root. So I didn't do it,
Yeah. I guess with baking or something, it could certainly be accomplished within the day of Shabbos. But with the actual taking root, the taking of the seed and turning it into something that's. It's got an element of
Groma has the element of, so we have to find the malacha. So the malacha is putting it in the ground in a way that it goes over and they grow.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the definition of the malacha. In other words, the question will be the following. This is a fascinating question. The So by Bishul, if a person puts dough into the oven and then grabs it out before it bakes, was it Makabel Shabbos? Moore says explicitly not. Because the Malach is the baking. But the Rishash over there says a person puts seeds in the ground in a way that they're going to, they would grow, and then he grabs them out. Malach is Yizkai. Because the Malach was putting in the ground in a way that they could grow. The fact that he took it out later on doesn't save him.
So what's the...
He says, I'll prove it to you. Because like you said, right, Bishul takes place on Shabbos. Israel always takes place after Shabbos. So how are you chayv on the Malacha? The Malacha wasn't the sprouting. The Malacha was just putting the place where it will sprout. So he did that. So it's too late. So the Rishah says, Shabbos is left out.
Even the
Mishnah's worst language is he's type of afraid of Mishnah's afraid. It sounds like when it sprouts, then it's clarified that there was an action of Zuriya taking place. That's my finish.
Of the mitzvah
sukkah
in all your days.
Okay.
So we have this
one
place,
this
Bishamai
Beis Hillel,
right?
Bishamai
says,
V'dah the Marisha Hishak and the Zomer the case. In other words, he's saying he's throwing out 2 days worth of chicken feed. Why are you allowed to throw out 2 days worth of chicken feed? You're just saving yourself a tircha of feeding your chickens tomorrow. So he says, but if one mice, he just takes a scoop of feed and throws it out. Or that, so that's not us, sir. That's one mice. That's not us. Okay. Hey. So you have a kli which is sitting there. A very common situation is you have the bucket which you use to draw the water out of the well. So it's sitting on top of the well, at the edge of the well, but it's obviously always very moist. And it starts growing, a moss starts growing on it. So it grows on the oizen kli, on the handles.
Right.
Due to the fact that the kli is moist. So chashuvim kimakuborim lekarka batoshin chai. The person takes off something from a. We'll see later on. A person picks a plant from a flower pot. Okay. Which is not attached to the ground. So the loch is, he's not, he pulls it off, he's not chayv the rice. So the chayra, grass growing, or this moss growing on the outside of the kli, is not any worse than the plant which is planted inside of the flower pot. Right? That's what we would assume. So he's saying, no, it's considered mechubar lekarka. And about Toshim Chayev, a person who takes it off is going not only to be Osir Min Rabbon, it means Chayev Min Arais. So the Mishabur is going to ask the question. Lamadal Milach is a cleave. Kamashim Matzeh Bedlish Hashayim by Tomin, the bucket which you use to draw the water. So it gets quite wet. Shavadal by Kamin Pitrius. It grows on something which is like Pitrius. Pitrius. Where, like a fungi, this is referring to like a boss. Okay. Chayov, Lamedhe. Mishum Oker Dovim Mikiduloi, he's uprooting something from the place where it grows. So who told us Kotzer, that's a told of the Malach of Kotzer. It's not like the case of the flower pot. See, the flower pot has a hole in the bottom. We consider it attached to the ground. Whatever grows inside the flower pot is considered attached to the ground. But a shenonokub, a otzitz, which is the flower pot, shenonokub, which has no hole in it. So it's growing with this receptacle all around it.
So
there's no connection to it in the ground. The Talmud Shemana is potter. So over there, a person removes an item from where it's growing in there. The loch is he's only potter. Mishum the animal chorer, the karka oilam is not attached to the ground. So why is this any worse? It's also not attached to the ground. Shani Hossam, Dein Derek, is Ria Shom. It's not normal. Otsits, you know, you're planting in Otsits.
Why he's adding the
they plant in their things, which normally you plant in the ground. So therefore, the Iker Gedula came. The place where moss grows, it grows on the side of items, etc. You know, this is a normal, very normal place for it to grow. So now the question which is raised, so according to this Svar, and nowadays which we have flower pots for plants, for flowers, right? That's where they, you know, it's a normal way to place the. You know, they didn't. They were into flowers for flowers' sake. Mm-hmm. They were into growing, you know. So the most normal place to grow a tomato plant is in the ground. You know, so growing it in a flower pot is like, you know, second best, mm-hmm. etc. So all of these things, it wasn't there to plant them there. So therefore, the main place you plant them is on the ground. But nowadays, growing flowers in a flower pot or plants in it for doing it in the house, that's normal. So maybe nowadays it come out, a person would remove, would break off something from it when it's in the flower pot, would be chayv deraisa. Or some zalman holds like that. So the main thing wasn't ground versus non-ground, the main thing was the place where it grows, if that's called a normal place for it to grow. What then? Hatelish kishus may his me vihigi. Al bishagama kishus enon mechuberis the karka. Filahochi kai mishum erker dabe mekazula. I'm not sure exactly what kishus usually means. Like a was barley hops. It doesn't fit over here. His me vihigi Rashi is the.
Parentheses,
kitzim. There are types of thorns.
Right.
So says they are actually small thorn bushes. It sounds like there's kishus with the thorns grow on them, with them. Even though it's not mechuba the character, it's not part of the plant. It's time to take it off because the earth is never going to do that. Taking place of the where it grows, it's not a place to grow.
Yeah, it's something like that. I'm not sure exactly.
So how do we deal with things like mildew? It's obviously an alive thing, and if you know you're cleaning up or something, and you remove the dirt from wherever in the process of wiping things down, then would the same thing? Would you be chayav for that? Because do we consider that stuff alive? Alpi halacha.
And when we consider,
your mushrooms.
Mushrooms and the fungi are considered alive.
But that actually has a form of something that we recognize as.
Yeah. They'll do, I don't know. How you deal with it.
Which would be a sukkah that's 6 by 6
foot. For an example, let's say, there's a mess in the bathroom. You know, the kid has an accident in the bathroom, you wipe it up, and there's.
There's some mildew in between.
Yeah, yeah. So, while you're
wiping it up, you end up picking up the mildew. I don't know.
Okay, I
wouldn't be surprised if it's not chayav because it's not considered so obvious that that's a real plant.
Well, we give a shear note.
Okay.
We give a shear note across the board. There's no.
A sabim should chavim ba'ofim ba'gan kdei shiulach. So a person detached this grass, he cut them down already, and he wanted to keep them fresh, so he stuck it back into the ground, not to grow, just to keep it fresh.
The general rule, and you see this all the time, that the
Torah
was,
okay.
Once we sent a shear, we sent it across.
So the you can take them out, but you rather leave and take it out.
The assumption, the way we're
working, obviously,
the
Hushla Hishrishu is to take root again.
Inside the house, it's seems like we're not
the down she had a right to the hash rosh hash rosh.
One possibility is you have a big
is real also. He didn't put it there to plant it. Right, his goal over there was just to keep it fresh and then take it out again before it takes root.
Maybe that's not
but if you put it there with the intention that it should take root, so that's an act of planting, then obviously you can't take it out.
It's a small
sukkah.
It's a right 6x6
You got a sovim, you have grass, shehem loyim, umar, leviyah. They look nice, they smell nice.
So the way
melancholy offer a lot. So you take a container, you fill it up with moist earth, and you stick it in. Now, but who are they in touch with the character? It's not only if it's in the. You might think it's only in case it's in a separate container. You say, no, even if it's in the ground. Since he had no intent that it should take root there, it wasn't planted. She's well taken. He wants to take it out. He wants to smell it. We don't require him before Shabbos to go in and out a few times or to create a large hole. It will go in and then take out. The last of Linoids and then put it back in. In order to expand the area where it's centered. Why should you want to do that? Actually, Yosef is offered that when he pulls out on Shabbos, the hole is large enough. He's never moving to the dirt. Usually, falls on Shabbos when he pulls out on Shabbos.
And his shulchan is inside the house.
So I might have thought you were chayv.
Now, you're going to ask, if that's the case, then why would they shamay?
Why? I feel like Yosef is offered less of a, even if he does make the dirt move when he pulls it out, it's okay. Shayna Matal to look at the Yosef. Hell yeah, it's not direct movement. It's indirect movement.
It's not enough that the
sukkah be made. It's indirect tilt. The shore, which is permitted if you're doing it for the purpose of the Dabra Mokka, which is I want the plant.
Finally, I was in
Mishin Yadal, Mishaburus, have cut the Chavches, Mashik Sabu, Shom, Mishin Merchred.
That's an interesting.
There he points out if you did this in the floor of your house, earthen floor of the house. So there's a nooks area. You pull it out. You might not want that. End up wanting to fill up the hole. So that's a separate problem. Well, let's see. I'm take it out.
That's not what the Gemara says, but that's an interesting.
So you're allowed to take them to pull them out. Wood and lock zero, you're allowed to put it back in afterwards. I don't care.
So
if the dirt caved in,
you
pull it out.
Why the Gemara says that you don't
need to
take the sukkah out.
So we don't let him make.
Or maybe make
a new hole. Even
though.
You're not making a new hole. You make a hole in the ground, you're putting it in. So you said it's karesh. Or it's like, and it's yichel the goof, but it's karesh. Part of karesh was making holes and things in the
but
over here, it's not in the ground.
Perhaps you're going to go after your table. Meaning, if you'll lean and eat like this.
So the Muslim put it back in. What's the problem with it?
You should be guilty of your mitzvah, but there's a gezeira, there are bonon, that Shemi Moshe.
This heter of taking it out is Shalahi Shvishu. Going to cut him Shashi Yomim before 3 days. Those who are not like Shishu can assume for sure, but they're not roots. Once it's taken root, obviously you can't take it up. They're in the ground like plants that you things that you plant. And he intended to plant them. to go to Murabonon, to the Lacey Lachlufe, Leafleish Lacher Ashrosh. See, the Mishabur is saying explicitly that they didn't take root yet, you didn't plant it. But we don't let you take it out now before roots, because they're afraid a person will take it out. If you can't, we can't take it out, let it take out before it takes root, because they might take it out after it takes root, and that's the meaning of the rice. Over here, he's planting it with intention of making it take root. Some reader argued, you know, it's called Zerea right there. So the problem taking it out is
it's okay, but there's a Zerea.
So apparently, even if you tell me it's Zerea as soon as you plant it, tell me to tell me, should we take it out? Tell us, it's taking the double gedula. It didn't root yet, it's not called the gedula.
Okay.
So there's
all
three types of damages.
Zion. Also, feel me, also, you cannot detach any growing item, even from a otzitz, which is a. We call it flower pot.
And there's many subcategories of that.
With no hole.
Category number two is
no hole, like in the bottom.
Yeah. Well, let's say for this for now, let's say the bottom.
Trample.
The valve of utterly flesh.
Basically, anything. Sorry, it's.
What are them?
Feeling
hot is humunach balia. Gam ken yish isim chols. It's not only was in the first floor on the ground. Even it's up in the second floor. There's even a floor between it and the ground. There's an actual floor. So
it's
still
not necessarily eat you, but rather it's trying to damage you. So therefore, that's under the category of care.
Shenu nakuv. Now, unless it's knocker, right, if it has a hole in it, the human army gets me. Not only is it awesome, but it's kai. Bishayonik mina karka ayran echo, because it absorbs nutrients from the ground into the from the hole. From the ground through the hole. And there, Shemariah Klach was a karka there, sure. And if it's cold, then it's absorbing some of the nutrients from the ground.
Out in the
public domain. So detaching
something
would now be malacha.
By
feeling all your neck of cuffing, should be today, she ate a little sherry short cut. So if the size is a small hole to the point that a little root would be able to go out through the hole. Should probably because I said smaller than the size of the size.
Right, so if my ox were ox, now there's a
race according to all you a naked but if it ox the hole was not on the bottom, it was on the side.
Goes into your property drags the
in the film, I neck of different odds. Kimmich, you connect and mash a tomb in a gazer, the offer, Toskin and move a shul of there, a shirt, negative a shirt.
My tiger goes into your property. Yeah, grabs your chicken, drags it out into the
room. The Messiah is exactly what he's saying is the hole is clearly allowing something into where the root is inside of the flower.
Or we say that if we started in a Rishus and an airborne pie.
Yeah. As long as there's some clear path between
your property,
the side and where this thing is, that's also be thought. But obviously, it's in the bottom.
I never understood the transfer of nutrients between the ground and the hole is for a flower pot. How does it work in the eyes of they came from a Gemara, I think.
Yes.
And I never understood how that worked. That there's some sort of transfer of nutrients through the air or something.
Reach out onto your table.
No.
You should now consider that.
I know about as much as you do.
Okay.
According to the Beis Shammai,
said it worked. I have no idea how it works. Okay.
Meaning Beis Shammai says it's a gezeirah. Meaning really, if it weren't for the gezeirah,
the signs will tell you that they found this little micro which shuttles back and forth between. I don't know. So he's saying that the Otzis Naku works whether the hole is on the only, it's even less than the size of a gazayas, and whether it's on the side or it's on the bottom. Yes. Otzis. Here's what is that? Chatzi kaj is earned from a sub. A kaj would be a full barrel. Has a top and bottom. This is picturing that sawed through is your otzis. Okay. If you don't knock, even though it's an otzis shenu knock. You cannot pick it up from the ground, put it on to some type of supports. Take it from the supports that it's on this. Spikes. I put it all the way around and put it down. Benchu shall eat, benchu shall cheres. Whether it's a otzis made out of wood or of cheres, is going to be strong. Now, if it's otzis naku, we understand. If it's otzis shenu naku, what exactly are you doing? Otzis naku, you tell me, is attached. There's this yaniku in the ground, so they have to picking it up and moving it. So you're weakening the yaniku, increasing the yaniku, you go down. Understand? Otzis shenu naku. It's a self-contained environment which remains static wherever you put it. So why is it facility doing anything?
If anything, what you're saying is this system is fucking hairy. Because if it's not normal for the animal to do that, I should say, therefore, that's not normal. It's not begin when it's grabbed here, when it grabs it. By humans, if it's normal to go
around, Yichas shel ilan shenivshach mi'erev Shabbos mi'ilan ubay peros. You had a branch of the tree which was ripped off the tree on Erev Shabbos, and there are pieces and there are fruits on the branch. They'll take the pears off of Shabbos. Once the branch is already detached from the tree totally before Shabbos, so it's not a problem.
That tiger's now eating this chicken. Shane came with people, since it's normal. And
the Beer Loha says, let's say in a situation where it's attached, the attachment is so inconsequential that we're not able to grow back. For a local purpose, that's called detached. So he says, if it's one which is not, we understand, what's the problem? The answer is, Mir Abonin is a problem. Like, I'm going to say, yes, Shash, because please, Mir Abonin, the Shema is a guinea cost of hat, because in the most, it's not in the circle of the service. Whereas, we say there is a certain amount of benefit it's getting from what's around it.
But you get it around. So the Gemara is saying that machlokes is over there. Who says that they're arguing about the minimum size of a sukkah? Maybe they're actually arguing about a sukkah gedolah.
Like that, not for in the Kaaba was the Gemara.
Fine. So there's
some of the classic examples.
So now the Gemara is bringing a raya that's taka true. That's probably the case. So it says the Gemara where a nami is the last one on the line to dig a nami.
This points out that the case of just lifting it up, it's not going to be the right, so even though it's a channel, even though it's not good, it still has a clear path that's hidden in the ground.
Based on my poison, based on my share.
If he moved it, put it on the table, same a different problem. As long as it's just in the air, it's going up and down, that wouldn't be true. Mirabon, it's also.
Yeah, we're talking about a sukkah that practically...
That's with the place, that's when it has a hole. But here we're saying the only reason that it's an iser de rabbanan is because there's some small benefit from what it's around.
It has space for a table, right? Rosh HaBaruch
of Mishnah. So the only reason it's in the iser de rabbanan here to move it is because there's some small benefit of its... environment that it's around, even though there's no hole there.
Right, right.
So if it's a place where it's getting zero benefit, like over plastic or cement, would this still carry over? Or do we just fall into like a muksa issue?
Muksa, maybe there's a lug issue, I don't know. Okay. Now, let me say this. Let's learn. Af shenu mafsik shum daber ben otzis lekarik. Koshkin imamida. So it's still us. Just raising it straight up. Nothing in between. Still up. Koshkin imamido al gabi etzim or gabi yibgodim. You put something, but now you put it on top of something else. There's a blockage. Yes, it needs to.
You have room,
maybe don't have a place. We must have came to a fleece, what's his mouth? That's called being turned the shit and take it from the ground and put it on top of the table. So it doesn't get unique from the ground anymore. That's called he was turned the shit. If you take it from here and put it on the ground, that's called he planted.
Where are you sitting and where
are
you
taking it up? Okay, yes, you saw your boy between him, he missed three boys, some rugged leaves. He used to keep in the house. A container with some sweet smelling herbs. So leave them in the character and leave them down your shoulder. Be careful. Apparently, it was not just not good. So pick it off the ground, put it on the table, or vice versa. It will be a mamash also.
So, first
of all, okay. Be careful, leave him in the car, all the way around, from the sailors to the ground. Yeshua, Zerea, because that'll be counted as Zerea.
You're trying to tell me that they're not arguing by Sukkah Katana. That's not yet, we have a brisa.
What's that?
Ma'zekes Rosh HaBaruch HaBashulchanuk Sheira. Right, the brisa says, right, the Tana Kaman, that brisa says, if it has space for Rosh HaBaruch HaBashulchanuk in Rosh HaBaruch HaBashulchanuk, Rebbe Oymer, Ashriba Arba'ah,
I can find a...
The Rebbe says that it's only kosher when it's 4x4 long. The Tana Ida, and then we have another brisa, Rebbe says a sukkah that isn't dal by dalit is pasul. The Chachamim Omri, Afiyu Eina Matzakias El Rosh
HaBaruch
HaBaruch. Say that only need Rosh HaBaruch.
Tzinor Hamakalech Mai Minagag. So you have your gutter, a pipe, which pulls the water off of the roof, the downspout. Shalubai kashin vasovim, little pieces of wood and grass. Shasayim and amakron kiluchay, it's blocking the water from coming down. Therefore, the water, instead of going down, is spreading out. We splash in Begag, it's spreading on the roof, with dolphin labais dripping into the house. So obviously you need to break through this blockage in order to allow the water to drain properly. So, but these items are...
It's kosher when it has Rosh HaBaruch,
blocking it, so you're going to have a problem of it's like a tikkun, it's like fixing it when you remove them. So Chazal permitted the following. Mimachon biraglov, and you're allowed to sort of step on them and push them down. Miuch is to not compressing, but it's more like mushing. So over here would be you're in break, you're going to press it down with the feet, force it away. It's seen, and you can't do that publicly. You keep the masak and all yaday shinihu. It's only a tikkun. It's done with your feet, which is not the way of doing it. So chazal remake all the b'makom hefs. We're not dealing with grass which is attached.
The prices are stira.
You said the prices are stira.
Okay.
They're a contradiction.
Okay. The contradiction.
Right. It's like
kashin,
kasha.
Step on them. Break, knock them off with his feet.
Okay, so that's the
kashin. Because of a miri perkov, it's the serum, also a fila baragla. It's a movement to the sides.
So the prices are a contradiction, right? The prices
would be usur even doing it with his feet.
So right, because the first price.
So because the chazal were make all to push it down, push it through.
The second price says So how do we answer up this theory, this contradiction? Elo lash ramina habe shamai habe silo. So rather, the way you answer up the contradiction.
Let's say he wouldn't do a baragla. He would do it beheader.
What price is Beis Shammai?
We're not dealing with malacha the rice over here.
Meaning the price that says you just need roshim.
You can tell me when you have a kli ready and then something happens where it deforms the shape of the kli, and you put it back to its shape. Maybe that's malacha the rice of making a kli. But over here, the pipe is still functioning. It's a pipe still. There's something blocking it, so it's an outside item. I'm just getting it out. So we're not, the rice level wouldn't be boiner. Mirabon, it's called boiner. So they said Mirabon, it's also, but therefore they said if you do it in a way which is kalachah yad, shoes to shoes, you know, type of a sword, we'll be lenient to welcome halves it. He said, but. With that, the Miri says that they came along and said, since you have an option of pushing it down, which is I'm not sure the point is less tircha. The point is less like a malacha.
Why?
Suppose it's spreading it out. I'm not sure why. It's like plunging. So the issue of plunging toilets. The source for the halacha, if you wonder where does it discuss plunging toilets in halacha, this is where you go to. This sif over here. So you have the toilet backed up, right? So you want to plunge it. So you're allowed to do it, but you have to do kalacha yad. Right? So we say again, it's not a binyan deraisa, because the item is best. The integrity of the item hasn't been compromised. Just as something else affecting it.
Okay, so you're saying the phrase to plunge out with, you have to do a
kilach yad in an abnormal fashion.
So the plunger is considered the unusual manner or the usual manner?
No, the plunger is considered the usual manner.
No.
Right. So you can use, so the point is that you can use a plunger, but what you have to do is you have to do it with which is
so basically the first price is the opinion of Beis Shammai.
Some say do it with the left hand, maybe. You have to do something. You have to do it differently. But now over here, over here you require makom hefset.
But basically, and so these prices.
There's damage. There's a loss, right? You don't break. You don't break through this stoppage of the downspout. You can have water all over the roof, which is going to soak through into the and damage the roof. Damage the roof or damage the house.
Or according to the second price, the erosion of the rubo vegetable
plant. Therefore, these two prices present a difference of opinion.
So Teretz is the same we saw before, that covenant of Brius, the need for human bodily functions to be able to take care of in a proper way, was equivalent to halacha, to a case of loss. So we would, Diane Weiss says if you can get a goy to do it, it's preferred to get a goy to do it if you could. If you can't, you can do that. He says, but the fact, but if we get to the point where a plunger wouldn't work, it means that blockage is so, that's already considered that the item has been compromised. You need an omen to get it out. So if I happen to be an omen, I happen to have a snake or something of that sort, which would allow me to do it. So I can't, I can't do that because I have a problem. Now I'm fixing a clean, possibly on the derisa level, because consider the integrity of the system has been compromised. It's like I'm making something new. That gets much more complicated.
6x6 12 come for your body. That means you have.
Okay. Yud. This is now we're dealing with over here. All the, you know, the xeris are things you might come to tear off, detach it from the ground. So it says, what are we? Hadas mechuber. I have hadas which are attached, which are growing. They're attached to the ground. I want to go smell it.
So you say it's just that.
So you're allowed to smell it. You're not guys. Well, he might. Oh, it smells beautiful. Take it with me. No, we're not guys. He might do that. However, I will answer misapuach. Also, the riach bebe mechuber shema yokutz oisay loach. Once he's noticing it, you're afraid he might forget and pull it off to eat it. Because for smelling purposes, it smells just as good on the tree as off the tree. So we say, well, he'll leave it there on the tree and come and smell later on again. Whereas eating it, it's much easier to eat it off the tree. Memches. Why should he pull it off? Says Dafka. He wants to smell it. Because the ulas is after mechuber.
Yeah.
The yesh mechuber is there. Some say that no, you're not allowed to do this because he might, while he's been oisik, he might take it for himself. But, however,
so
your rabbi, the eker kipsaka shachunar, that's the motor. We said before that Elon is more, there's a din mux on it to move it, etc. But Yorick there wasn't. And we said Kanim Arachim, these soft reed type items have a din more like Yorick than they have a din like Elon. Unless they're eventually going to get hard. So over here would be the same thing.
So the Brachim,
the
tree, the same thing. It says Beis Shammai says it's
puzzle. Yeah.
And Beis Hillel says it's kosher.
So remember, I had a chaver in the Kerlo, one Shabbos, the walk from where we used to live to the yeshiva, there was a tree which had a highest at the world. It was some type of a very sweet smelling flower on it. So he used to, stop, make a bracha, and smell it on the tree on Shabbos. Right. What are you doing? Said, you love doing? Said, really?
It's
more a triangle. Yes.
Right.
But what's he saying over here is even right. It's very possible. You're even allowed to move it.
And how do we know that it's? And I mean,
so it depends how it's growing. What it's growing. If it's growing on a tree, pashas it's also because it's part of the tree. If it's growing out of the ground, it'd be water.
Maybe
the
puzzle is an appropriate
question
to use.
But by eserik and tapuach, etc., which have a nice smell. So I want to smell my apples on the tree. Oser. Because you might come to take them off to eat them. You can bite in them while they're on the tree. What's the problem? So that doesn't solve the problem. And it's also called Talisha.
Well, it's one
either
or, not.
There's no not. And the point is, you can't do the act of eating it without taking it off of the tree. You could, I mean, I guess you don't want to eat the whole tree, but keep nibbling the whole tree together. But Tasha, that's not how it happens.
You say that your Rosh Berubo is in the sukkah and the table is outside of the sukkah.
What that means,
you're in
a sukkah. Yeah, Shimchus, we had a toy. People make a mistake. We're holding Leginus
B'Shabbos.
We cut them pears in a Mechubra Barakum. They take fruit off of the trees and eat them. You can't take them off. You can't eat them. We should appoint people who will act as policemen on this point until we get this idea out of people's heads.
Okay. Why is it more assuming that hustle, meaning it would be better to use Yatsa
right.
So
we'd have a people, he's also actually point people which they should go out there and police the
let's say,
police the field.
Let's say we're talking about a sukkah, you don't
okay,
do
okay.
So Bishamai says, right, it's don't do this because perhaps you're going to lean after your
let's hold it here.
Exactly. So, and,